Welcome to the Come Sit Down Show. In each episode, we dive deep into heartfelt conversations. So grab a cup of coffee, find a cozy spot, and come sit down as we talk friendship, family, and faith.
Welcome back to Come Sit Down. We're so excited about our episode. We're going to be focusing in on fighting for friendships. Mm-hmm. And today, we're going to talk about friendship shifts. What happens or what are friendship shifts? Ladies, Candace, give me an example of when a friendship shifted for you.
When I got married. My life shifted, so that meant everything concerning me had to shift, including my friendships. My heart posture didn't change, but my availability did.
Well,
for me, it was the opposite. Friendship shifted in divorce. Mm-hmm. So there was a shift. And, you know, when you have a group of friends that are together and you're all married couples and there's a breach. Mm-hmm. So it's not only a breach for you in your immediate marriage, mm-hmm. but for that friendship circle, mm-hmm. there was mm-hmm. a shift.
And think about that.
Yeah.
You don't have that common thread mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that way. But for me, that's the way it happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would say motherhood for me, but it was a little bit different because I was a young mother. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my friends were young and they didn't have children. So as my children got older, my counterparts and colleagues got older. Mm-hmm. And so my friendship shifted in that as my children became young adults, teenagers, because my friends that I had were all very young.
Oh, yeah.
And so I couldn't do the same things that they were doing. And it just didn't make sense for my life. So I had several friendship shifts during that time.
Mm-hmm. Motherhood is a shift.
Yeah. And just, it was a different way. But keep going into motherhood or marriage or divorce. Give me some personal examples of those shifts and examples of, you know, sort of what happened through that process as we talk to our audience and just amongst ourselves on what that meant for you.
Not to focus on marriage because that's not the question, but mm-hmm. that is a shift that I mentioned. So now that two becomes one, there was no, oh yeah, girl, I'm about to pull up.
Yeah.
You know, what time is the concert?
Yeah.
You know, I need to run my plans or desire plans by my spouse, and he does the same just out of courtesy and respect. So that was a big difference. So I don't want to say, for lack of a better term, I don't want to say the freedom. I think availability is a softer
word. Yeah.
Just my availability or my priorities changed. So when you get the call, you get the group text, girl, mm-hmm. Greg Reporter's on sale. You trying to kick it or what?
Yeah.
You know, I have to look at the family cam.
Yeah.
Family calendar. So I think I might have noticed maybe less invites.
Okay.
Or less inclusion. And I actually have friends make comments over there, and it was well intended, but you're married, so and I'm like, yeah, but let me decide. But I appreciate it, but it was definitely a shift because my day-to-day life changed.
And
you know what, I have a I don't know if it's a question or a statement, because I was just thinking about a friendship that I have. This particular person is married, mm-hmm. but they had expressed feeling disconnected from the lack of invites or the lack of availability. Mm-hmm. So one would have to be able to shift their life, not only physically, but also emotionally.
Yeah.
To handle that. Like, you know, it's not being left out. It's just a change. You know, it's a change. So,
But that's the part that could be tough. That's what I struggle with. So if you don't make that adjustment, it's like, where's my friend group?
Yeah.
Right.
And see, I would make that shift. Right. Mm-hmm. So we have a friend that's getting married and I'm already considering their marriage. Like I would, am not, or had planned to. So just listening, you had planned to just not send those invites, like not to disconnect, but just more out of courtesy of the marriage. Like, okay, no, y'all have family things that you're doing, but I hear you saying, you know, let me make that choice. Yeah. And I also want to be like, oh, because I'm the single friend, several of my friends are married too. I don't want the spouse to be like, y'all always out partying somewhere or doing something. Or so I don't want to be that friend. I want to be trusted from both of you as well, too. Like as a trusted friend. Like, I'm not gonna have your girl out here at Great Report until 3 a.m.
Right.
You know, like not that we're doing anything, it's just I don't have to go home, I'm good. Right. You know, so just to be mindful of that too.
Yeah. I'll make a bonus comment about the two of you for the world to hear. I believe I do a good job of being mindful of my home life. At least I haven't gotten any feedback from my husband. But when we're making plans, we have a lot of business meetings at my house.
Yeah.
We go to restaurants and as we're planning and I've already checked, but just you, both of your hearts are searching. Like, did you check with Big Bro? Did you check with Chris? Is this okay? Or, we were having a meeting and as soon as he came home from the gym, hey bro, I'm like,
time to go.
Pack it up. You know, the meeting window is, you know, he's aware and you're like, no. So I wanted to call that out to say it's so beautiful for you all to be mindful of something that you don't have to manage, right? Yeah. It's really the spouses. But when you have friends that are cognizant enough to say, hey, I get to move differently at my house. This is a different situation. And then there will be friends that don't understand or they may manage their home life, marriage situation differently. So I just wanted to say openly that the two of you do a better job than I do. I mean, I've checked, but you guys literally will, hey, did you? No, we're good.
Big bro said it was good, too. We want to make sure everybody clear. Right. I want you to come outside the next time.
That's like, just, like, we want you to come out.
Like, I was going to close with that because Teresa, I mean, it's our inside joke. She'll go, listen, I want you to be able to continue to come outside. And so nobody goes down a rabbit hole. No, I'm not in a prison.
Right.
It's, you know, like you're talking about the stewardship of this person's situation is different than mine. So let me be presently mindful about that.
Yep.
So just, it's beautiful. I'm like, oh, y'all don't have to leave. You're like, no, good night.
I think that's beautiful, and that is a part of everything we've been talking about. That takes maturity.
Correct.
It takes love in a friendship, and it takes an understanding of everyone's space. Because I have to love you enough to respect you and respect your household. Then guess what, we see the respect that goes on in the household and in the relationship, which also sets the pace. Because if you are a flagrant spouse, your friends are going to see that you a flagrant spouse. And I think for myself, that was one of the friendship shifts, although it was okay, it needed to shift, but at the time it was a difficult shift because you saw the flagrancy, but you did not intervene. You didn't support or anything like that. So the whole, you know, they're like, oh, don't throw out the term, throw out the baby with the bathwater. I have no idea what that means. But it just sounds like just don't throw everything away. So, but in this situation, the friends needed to go too. At the time, I didn't see it because, you know, when you're going through something as traumatic and a disconnect like that, you're looking for someone. Number one, you look for somebody to be on your side. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then if everybody's like, oh, you knew and you knew and you knew, they all needed to go. So that's a different friendship shift, you know?
Yeah. And I can't trust you at all.
None of y'all.
And that's difficult. I've been in those situations, and the person that understanding that and just saying, you know, listen, you got about 2 seconds because I'm about to pull up because my friend is not going to be disrespected this way. But that's kind of how we grew up, if you will. And so I never understood that. Like, you're going to sit here and let this just happen to your friend for who? Like, what does that look like? I still be ready to fight. I mean, try to pull that in. And the motherhood one, because I had a child so young, so as people were coming into their 20s and doing different things, there were certain things I couldn't do. I had a lot of freedom, blessed with that because I had such a big family. So my son had a lot of support around or folks to watch. But just other things I just couldn't do. And so when I matured and realized, you can't do this, you have a child. Like, you can't be out going to Atlanta. That actually saved me. I'm not in any videos. So
since you wasn't pregnant?
No, I'm in no videos.
No way, you wasn't so,
that's too funny. I'm in no videos. No, that freak dink was my time. Yeah, but I wasn't there, y'all. I wasn't there. No, we something, there. God blocked it on every occasion. Not that I wasn't trying to be there, but God blocked it. Anyway, so the videos, I'm safe with the videos. Love that. But it was certain things. Yeah, I couldn't do those things. And actually, my friends didn't always understand that because they were young. Like, we were young. I was a young parent. So they like, girl, you can't go. Just get your auntie. Like, no, my son is in kindergarten. Yeah. Like, we got to do some things. Or, and it, because my age was so young, too, I wasn't quite at the maturity level to me of motherhood. So it was also learning that you can't do, like, I had to come to terms with that, too. And then let my friend groups, and then my friends started to shift. Yeah. And I needed to have friends that had young children that understood that. Because my friends didn't have children at the time. So it's like, girl, your auntie gonna just go watch him, and you go into the mall or something, or they would do sometimes really silly, childish things that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hurt you. Like, that's not funny. My son was scared, and don't ever do that again. But not even understanding that because of the maturity. So that meant my entire friend group shifted. It had to, It had to. I had to be with the moms at the, at the school, and that was still weird for me because I'm like, they were older. And so the things that were lifing around that were much different.
Before we move on, can we go around and just each give a handful of examples of what a shift, just to give the audience some examples.
Absolutely.
Of, oh, that would be a shift. That would be a shift. I don't necessarily have to start, but.
Might as well start.
Well, we talked about marriage. You covered divorce. You covered motherhood. It could be when you become saved. You know, if you,
that's a huge shift.
Decide to accept Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the word that your life's going to change. So, who you're around, not that. Oh, I'll use myself. When I got saved, I'm not in the business of firing people.
Yeah.
People can fire themselves.
Yeah.
But that's the family I come to. But just, you know, becoming saved, a new job. Relocation. A different lifestyle. You know, you guys know that I'm working on getting on my last 100 off. So I do things differently. And now I was, where was I? Taking care of a relative the other day. And Darice and I were doing a catch-up phone call because they just... they went on vacation without me.
She was invited. She was invited. She had other plans.
And they left the country. I couldn't. And we were doing a quick check-in. And I said, hey, you know, let me lace up my tennis shoes. She's like, well, I'll walk with you. So, and the three of us, we've done. So just that's a shift. But the beauty in that is I feel like we were shifting together. Or we were able to or shift together or share that experience together.
Yeah.
But it could be a new job. Even a step from non-leader to leadership. So your friends' availability, maybe their stress level changes. Health crises. Let me not take all the examples. But those are some things that can influence a friendship that will experience a shift. And I think what's key is to be emotionally mature enough and in tune enough to say, okay, hey, let me, well, I know this is going on, so that may be a contributor of that instead of jumping in the fence or you're not reliable, you're not available. Like really tap in and say, you know, are you good? How can I love you through this? How can I support you?
Yeah. So. And I will also say distance. Sometimes we do have to shift locations. Physically, you know, instead of being 5 minutes away from each other, now we are, it could be 5 hours or 50 minutes, but that is also a shift. These things may seem minute to some people, but when you truly, truly are in a David and Jonathan friendship, you know, you want to have your person where you can run, put on some fuzzy socks and and sit on the sofa, pull your knees close to your chest and watch a movie with. And it becomes really, really precious. And I thank God for allowing such a space. He loves relationships. So he's given us this broad basket. Like, you can have a beautiful relationship in marriage, friendship, friendship, mm-hmm. family,
yes.
children, nieces, yes. nephews. It's just such a beautiful thing. So yes. that's one example that I thought of. So
about and just be. Starting school is one I'm thinking, like when you go to school and you're starting school, that I mean, the first time or the second time
yeah.
or when you do that process, whether you're older or you're coming right out of high school, that's a huge shift. And yeah. that's something I used to talk with a lot of my students about, like you're shifting, especially the first time if other folks have decided not to go on the school journey. Mm-hmm. I've seen that yeah. shift and it's like, you're different and you have to be yeah. through that process. And the distance one is huge too, yeah. to me. And I think one of the things too, as I was reevaluating and looking at my friendships, are the people that showed up. So I know 5 hours, 50 minutes, 10 minutes, things that I started to look at when I was looking at my friendship shifts and reevaluating my friendships mm-hmm. are the people that showed up.
Right.
Angel show up, Kansel show up. I lived 100 and something miles from you all. For a lot of our, year. Until last
until
year.
Last year.
But we showed up and made time for one another.
We still
and,
invited you.
Yep.
Like if your schedule can permit.
Yeah. Come on in.
Come that way.
Right. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. you come this way. And that was one of the things that I looked at in some of my friendships is that wasn't the case for everyone.
Wow.
It really wasn't. And I had to look at that consistency over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, that person doesn't show up for anything. Or never, unless there's something else to it for them. And I was
which is something we need to do.
It was a huge
later time.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's something in
one
for
way
them.
Relationship.
Oh,
yeah.
I know I can count on you then.
Yeah. Or I was a travel friend. And that was, we were only the travel friends. And I was like, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And
you're like, things that make you
note to self.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Yeah.
So those are to me great examples of friendship shifts. Yeah. And as this area titles Fighting for Friendships, is that what you put in it, not the decision that is no longer a friendship. It's you all show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I didn't realize how important that was to me at one point. Like it's just showing up. I was doing something in Texas and Ange calls me and goes, I'm sorry, I can't go. I was booked for something. She knew like 2 weeks before and like I'm rolling to Texas and she's like, girl, no, I was going to be there. I just was here someplace. And so I appreciate that from both of you. Yeah. Like just the showing up mentally, emotionally, or pulling up. Like, what you doing?
Absolutely.
What you
up to? I remember we've done a couple, because Darisa go down under in a heartbeat and we'd be like, Mayday, Mayday, you respond or we have to do on
Tuesday. I'm here.
Workers just been crying. Okay, well, stick your head up. Right. Hello. But yeah, that's just another example of, hey, this is not you because we consistently check in. So all I love that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know we were looking at redefining relationships when those shifts. Do you all want to, Ken, do you want to talk about how you've had to redefine in like marriage and what does that look like? And when friends have shifted in that sort of parameter and having to redefine friendships. I know you talked about you having to do some of that as well.
Yeah, thank you. I'll provide this example. A friend gave me some feedback and said that I feel like our conversations are rushed or you're really not available, so on and so forth. And I'm the older of the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I placed myself decades ago in the big sister role. Nobody asked. I just placed myself there. So I was so proud of myself. And y'all know how I struggle with compliments. And here I am trying to compliment myself. Mm-hmm. But I was so proud of myself because in that moment, first of all, I was proud of her for asserting because she's not an asserter. So I gave her flowers for that. But I said to her, tell me what you need and I will tell you what I can accommodate. And I still struggled internally because I felt like I was saying, I can't be everywhere at all times. But the truth is I can't.
Yep.
I can't.
That's the truth. Yeah.
So I didn't want to further potentially stain our friendship by overpromising. Mm-hmm. So tell me what you need.
Yeah.
And then I can tell you where I can meet you.
Okay.
In the need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a scary defining because my mind was telling me, your friend's going to feel abandoned or they're not as important. And it's not that at all. It's just my priority list. People I love are a priority, but my priority list changed. Mm-hmm. I do my best to follow God's order, and after God is my husband. So right. that's got to be the first.
Yeah.
But just because it wasn't my life's nature, it was tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't want to further, like I said, potentially damage a friendship by mm-hmm. then being unreliable. Mm-hmm. So tell me what you need.
Yeah.
Was the redefining.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about you, Ann? That's Ange? Good.
Well, the example of redefining that I would give, it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I always come out swinging with the tough ones, but I think it's just part of reality. There are some mm-hmm. tough things we have to deal with. They mm-hmm. build you. They build who you are. They build your character. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have those tough situations and having to redefine, it gives you power and ammunition, and now you can go and support someone in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I would say a redefining for me was seeing that my time in this particular relationship was only subject to something that they did not have.
Mm. Wow.
And then when they got what they were after, mm-hmm. It was more of a blatant, okay, I needed you for that, and I'm moving on, because the person I was really trying to get to, they're around now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I no longer need you in that way.
Wow.
So wow. that fortifies you as a person, because mm-hmm. every single thing we go through, it's supposed to build us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to build us to where we're able to pull someone else out the fire. I call it arrows in my quiver of arrows, that mm-hmm. I can pull that out now and be able to help someone else. So
I love that.
My redefining was a little tough, but guess what? Everything took me deeper in love and in loving and friendships.
Yep. Yep.
And really my little, it's not a spidey sense, but my little has become a little more fine tuned.
Sure.
Because I love hard and I'm not going to stop doing that. Right. I got mad. I was like, I'm not helping anyone else in the world. It's like, and I got the Lord laughed at
not
me.
Yeah, because that's it. Yeah.
He was like, okay, she'll be done in a minute.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
I was like, it's all good though. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. that was fun.
I think for me, it was as part of my own personal growth,
mm-hmm.
And with using the motherhood example and the shifting, it was a maturity thing too, right? My life is shifting.
Yeah.
So what I am as a friend and what I need in friendship is a little bit different.
Sure.
Like we were clubbers. Yeah. I'm just saying I was club girl. And so I'm not at the club. I can't be at the club like that anymore. And that's not, and if that was a bigger part of our relationship, then I can't do that. I was never like a drinker or anything like that, but I was a clubber, or I was always out and doing something. And I think what I was out doing changed.
Right.
And what I needed, like my home life needed to be more stable than it was. And so I needed to redefine some things. I had little people depending on me, you know, and it took some years actually to get through that. But that was a really big, using the motherhood example of the redefining friendships.
Oh, this was
so good.
This was such a good conversation.
And we're going to continue it. We're going to close this one out, come sit down, but we're going to continue this conversation on the next episode of Come Sit Down.